This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Robert Smith. High gas prices, failing banks, rising unemployment, economic problems trickle down to the average American in unexpected ways. In a moment, we'll take a look at how soaring food prices are forcing some grocers to change their approach. But first, the housing crisis is taking a heavy toll on some of America's seniors. Kelly Weiss of member station KXJZ reports on the impact it's having on elderly homeowners in California's Central Valley.
Michelle Amaral is worried. She's a health economist at the University of the Pacific in the Central Valley. What's keeping her up at night is her concern for seniors on a fixed income, especially those who are sick.
Seniors sell their homes in order to find the money to move into assisted living facilities and nursing homes. And with the housing market plummeting, they're not seeing the equity that they would have typically had.
That's the case for David Grathwall.
Makes you wonder, how could this happen?
Grathwall is a 68-year-old retired attorney. After two strokes, he's bound to a wheelchair and can't work. On a sunny afternoon at his condo in Modesto, California, a caregiver prepares meals for Grathwall and his wife, Ursula. Ursula has also had a stroke, which makes it hard for her to speak.
This is the big room. I put in the floor because I hated the rug.
The private insurance that covers this in-home health care will run out in 2 years. And Grathwall says his plan to sell his condo to help pay for the cost of a nursing home is shot. He'd invested his savings in the dot-com boom. That burst. So then he thought he'd invest in something safer, a home. He bought his condo in 2005 at the peak of the market. If he sells it now, he says he'll lose at least $70,000.
I lay in bed for the last 3 weeks just crucifying myself because I don't know of any solution.
Every day. I hear it every single day.
Carla Soseto works at the Stanislaus County Area Agency on Aging. She advises seniors on how they can get assistance. She says middle-class seniors are in a particularly tough spot. Many were relying on the equity from their homes to fund health care costs. That's because they don't meet the income requirements to qualify for public health programs. And Medicare does not pay for assisted living costs.
Because the state is not going to pay you for assisted living. Or the government is not going to pay you for assisted living. Options are very few. You either go through doing a reverse mortgage, sell your home, or move in with your children.
The Federal Agency on Aging reports 70% of people over the age of 65 are going to need a lot of money to pay for long-term care. On average, around the country, it costs about $30 per hour for in-home care and $70,000 a year for a shared room in a nursing home. Soseto says many seniors are choosing to stay in their homes and forgo needed health care while they wait to sell when the market gets better. Beverly Marlowe is the president of the Central Valley Association of Realtors.
The homeowners thought they had a plan for the next 2, 3, 5 years. That plan has been derailed.
This comes at a time when the AARP is reporting that seniors are in more debt than ever before. Don Redfoot is with the AARP Public Policy Institute.
No question that there's some segment who retires and wants to take that dream vacation or buy that boat that you've always wanted. And it may be even more typical that you find that you use up the equity on the terminal phases of a spouse's illness.
For seniors like David Grathwall, it's a nightmare. He says his children can't help him, and if he sells his house, he'll lose thousands.
It's just not the way I thought my life was going to end, you know.
Grathwall says he, like so many other Americans, thought of his house as an asset. He says if he could do it over again, he would have spread out his investments. For NPR News, I'm Kelly Weiss.